Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as we are following Peter and John in the Acts of the Apostles, we find that after their first arrest for proclaiming Jesus' resurrection upon their release, they went back to the community and told them what they had to undergo for their witness to Jesus. And today I want to pay attention to their reaction. So when the community hear about Peter and John's ordeal, St. Luke says they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. When the first Christian community is confronted by difficulties and persecution, their first response was not, how should we fix this? What strategy do we need to adopt? How we complain about it on social media? Rather, when they are put to the test, the community turn to prayer, and they turn to prayer together. Harmonious prayer. Because what happens after, and this is really cool, is that when they came together in prayer, a little Pentecost happens. Because it says that as they prayed, the house where they were assembled rocked, and they were filled with all the Holy Spirit and began to proclaim the word of God boldly. And what did they ask for in prayer? They didn't ask for answers or an end to the persecution, but for courage, for boldness. Because in some sense, the opposite of love is not hate, but fear. Because I am afraid, I cling to myself and become self-enclosed and guarded. Because I'm afraid I'll lash out at my enemy. There is a fear of loving those who might come back and persecute you. And it is thus fitting that the most frequent command in the Bible is be not afraid or do not fear. So let us pray, and let us pray for boldness. For as St. John said in one of his letters, fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Let's make that our intention today. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have been renewed by Paschal remedies, transcending the likeness of our earthly parentage, may be transformed in the image of our heavenly Maker, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.